the thing that I haven't switched to flash three wood is too long. I feel it. I hit it like miles, no less spin.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, I can't believe myself. I can reach like 280 yard, which is almost getting to my driver. I feel like, okay, I have to bring it down a little bit.
I think he just said it's too good.
Right, it's too long.
It's too far.
This is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to a very special edition of the Fitting Room. Special for many reasons, not only because of our guest, Nate, but we are on camera, I think. Wave to the cameras.
First video pod.
First video pod, that's right. And usually we don't have the guests speak during the introduction, but I just can't help it today because we got Kiradek Effie Barnrad in the house. What is going on, buddy?
Everything good.
Are you excited to be on the Fitting Room?
I'm getting enough now.
Are you very nervous?
More than I got on the first tee.
Almost every player who's been on the Fitting Room podcast has gone on to win that year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good year.
Next week?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah.
Sounds
so
good.
It is Waste Management Phoenix Week. Kiradek finds himself on the West Coast. So this is the Fitting Room podcast. We talk about club fitting.
Okay.
But what is more important to you, fitting your golf clubs or fitting sneakers? What is more important?
Well, actually, I have to fitting my sneaker before I'm going to the golf club.
Right.
Which is have to be, you know, balance both things.
Yep.
But the golf club, actually, should be more important.
I don't know. I think sneakers are a little bit more important, Nate. What do you think?
I mean, they're more comfortable to stand on.
That's right.
Well, you asked me, I know it's maybe some camera behind us. So if you add me in front of cameras, I was saying the club.
But right.
That takes me behind.
That's awesome. All right. So you're here in Carlsbad. Have you gotten fit or have you tested a lot of the new equipment that we've come out with yet? Or is that on the agenda for today?
I test the driver. Well, actually, we everyone have to talk about. I mean, it's talk of the town when the Epic Fresh release. Colorway has always been the best driver for me, for myself, even for my friends back home and a lot of amateur. It's great looks, nice color. It's my favorite color as well, and it's hit like miles. It's farther than my old driver. Which is Rogue do a great job. It's tough to believe that how a Big Fresh can fly. I mean, because Rogue is one of the best drivers as well. Callaway gotta get really difficult after next one.
I know. You're telling us.
So besides the distance, was there anything else about Epic Flash that stood out to you as being, earning its way to replace Rogue?
More forgiving. Mm-hmm. It's more ecology. For sure, definitely it's more ecology. If anyone love, for me, I feel like it's 16 Big Bertha, one of the best head. I use it straight away and then I win the match playing back in Europe. And when I seeing this Epic Fresh, I'll think that I can go straight away with this one. And I playing the week, I mean, that you allow to release it. And it was working so well.
That's great. So it was literally right in your bag right when you tested it.
Exactly.
And now, is that usually the case with drivers, or is it more like finicky in the sense of, you know, you get a club to test, it may not make your bag, but this was almost like a special case?
It's special case. I was saying so because I'm not really interested with all the new club. If it doesn't help. For me, I have to go back with Epix. The normal Epix, I think, is one of the best driver. It takes me a while to get used to Rogue. Rogue is longer, but slightly unforgiving, inconsistent. But then they mix up between Rogue and Epix, which is fresh. I feel that it get the length and control in the same head. It's tough to believe it, but when you're trying, you will know straight away.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's kind of go down your bag. I'm actually looking at your bag right now. So you go from driver, then you go, what's your fairway wood? Is it three wood? Or
three wood.
Nice. And I think you're still in a Rogue three wood.
Yes.
Is that a difficult club to get out of your bag because you hit it so well?
Well, hitting so well. But the thing that I haven't switched to flash three wood is too long. I feel it. I hit it like miles, less spin.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, I can't believe myself. I can reach like 280 yard, which is almost getting to my driver. I feel like, okay, I have to bring it down a little bit. I'm not switched to a fresh, not because it's not good. I mean, it's just take some time to get the length right distance.
Yeah.
I think he just said it's too good.
Right, it's too long.
It's too far, but we need to hit numbers. We need to hit it a specific yardage, and that's really important.
Yeah.
And you weren't kidding about green being your favorite color, because as I look here at your clubs, I see every single club has some green on it. The Apex MBs here.
Those are tight.
With a little green paint fill. That's pretty
so
nice.
Pretty.
But I think one of the reasons AJ was so excited for you to be here is because of your irons. Mm-hmm. And let me explain this for a second. AJ's trying to convince us that having a four-part combo set in his irons is a good idea. And I see here that you have three sets of irons. So you have Apex Muscleback short irons. You have X-Forged mid irons. And then you have some Epic Pro.
Yeah.
They say they're three irons, but I'm guessing it's probably two. Bent to a two iron. So talk us through how you approach the way that you set up your irons.
I just want to promote every model of the colorway irons. So
I love
that's
it.
Good marketing,
the best staffer
right?
We
a
have.
A good company man. Yeah. You're a good company man, Kiradek.
I was telling, if you're asking for muscle back, I was saying the MB was the best. If you're talking about the past, the X-Force is one of the best iron on tour.
Yeah.
And if you want to sing like for more forgiving, more launch, the Epic Pro is best. Yeah. So I can expand that three model in one time.
That's awesome. And Nate and I played golf yesterday. We played at Torrey Pines on the North Course when everybody was playing the South Course for an outing. And Nate, why don't you tell all the listeners and the viewers some of the irons that I had in the bag too, because they look very similar to Kiradek's bag right there.
So I think we had some Muscleback short irons.
That's right.
Then I think you went to Apex Pro.
Yep, mid irons.
And then for some reason, which is still baffles all of us, then you went to X-Forged.
Five iron.
For a five iron.
Yep.
And then Epic Pro for the four iron.
That's right. So we're almost twins, Kiradek.
Anything work, you know?
Yeah,
just make it work.
The number, yeah.
That's right. So, what do you hit your two iron a lot off the tee, or do you hit it a lot off into par fives, or what's your kind of strategy with that club?
I have to say, before I was playing European Tour, and it's more wind out there. It's a lot of wind, strong, bling golf. So I put it in maybe open last year, and then when I first hit it, I just falling in love with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go so low. It's got the launch and less spin. I can hit it to the green by a little high cut, so it can got spin and stay a hole to the green. But when I need a low one, it works so well. So that's why I can't get rid of it. So keep with me all the time.
Yeah.
So right now, if we're counting, and we won't tell the PGA Tour, but you do have more than 14 clubs here. So when you go
this is because yesterday I'm playing golf and I know that myself I'm going to shoot 800. So four clubs cost me 8 stroke, back to even.
Oh, perfect. Oh, perfect. I like that
sense?
Strategy.
That's
perfect
strategy.
That's
perfect. That's amazing.
So this week in Phoenix, which clubs are you going to pull out? Mm-hmm. And how do you make that decision course by course, which clubs to play?
Well, definitely not driver.
You're going to keep the driver in the bag?
Keep driver in the back. Keep in my bedroom and restroom as well. Well, it's got a couple of wedge that, you know, some that designed from Anthony.
Yep.
So I still don't know yet which one I'm going to use. Different bounce, a couple of three wood that I'm saying a little bit too far, but depends on the par five in Phoenix. If it's too far, I might use the flash, but if it's like controllable, I use the rogue. But the iron set, it's really similar. Just some of it different chaff. Only thing that's never changed is the putter.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the putter, because that's been, whenever I think of you, we have a ton of pictures around the office, and there's so many pictures of you giving fist pumps with the number 7 in the air after a lot of your wins. You know, it draws excitement around here. But that number 7, you've been putting with that for a long time. Well, why can't you get rid of it?
I was saying 7 to 8 years.
Jeez.
It's long, and it worked well. I saw the in social Stenson was talking about his three wood and his wife. Yep. Actually, the same. You know, this thing make me a bunch of cash, but wife just spent a lot of cash. So That's why I can't get rid of it. And I mean, this is the best putter.
I love
why you change if you keep holding the putt?
For real, seriously.
So, so it is, I'd say, one of the things that a little more unique about it relative to most of the putters we sell is it's center shafted. So yes. What is it about the center shaft that speaks to you?
Take it out of the bag, I want
to
say.
Well, you have to talk back about 7 years ago. I was playing almost the first 2 years. I'm turning pros. I just can't break it through. I almost win many golf events, but just keep finish on end of the day, finish second or third. Then one day I'll play with our regions in Thailand, Thailand best senior pros, Prayat Maksang, which is, in that time he was using our brand as well. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you keep missing the putt all day, why you want change to the putter? Mm. Just trying a center shaft or try anything else. Then the next day, final round, I'll change it. I switch straight away and I shoot like 8 under, beat him by one, take over the event. And then the following week, I win my Asian Tour event, my first Asian Tour event, and I stick with that for 7-8 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, right. It's the moneymaker. You can't take the moneymaker out of the bag.
Exactly.
That is freaking amazing. And now you're also playing a Chrome Soft X golf ball.
Yes.
What do you like most about the golf ball? Because we've been getting just such incredible feedback on it, especially from tour pros, about the performance. What is it? Is there something you look for specifically in the ball, or maybe it's off the tee or around the greens?
Well,
talk a little bit about that.
I have to say, when I start with Callaway, I haven't used the balls. I've been used different brand, but you know, everyone keeps saying the ball was improving. It's totally different that you used to. Then I keep trying. And it gets so good at the wind, especially when I play Band Europe. I use it for a couple of weeks, and then I win in Europe, which is can answer everything, every question. The ball doesn't lose the distance, definitely. Gets spin around the green, but the best thing is it's playing great in the wind. I mean, you can't imagine how great this ball is. If you just, you know, rub the brand, you can't even tell what the brand is this, but I can tell compared with the first year that I know Callaway ball until now, they improved totally like 1,000% for me. Spin great around the green, lot more distant, and the best thing is never move in the wind. That is the way pro want it.
Yeah, and now you're going to be playing a lot more golf. Are you going to be playing a lot more golf in the States? You just became a Florida resident, I heard. Is that right?
Yes.
So what's the schedule looking like this year?
That doesn't have any fishing schedule yet.
Okay.
Just so far, just on work in the golf course. Yeah. But I haven't head back to the house. My wife is there.
Spending more of your money? A little more on furniture?
Not really. I didn't make enough cash in the last few weeks, but... I'm trying to work hard. She was calling me almost every hour. How you doing? Mm-hmm. She not really care about me. She just care how I work. Do you improving your golf game?
I love
something
it.
Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love Florida. I feel like it's really similar to my home country. Yeah. A lot of Thai food, great golf course, and lovely people around.
Yeah.
So speaking of improving your game, one of the things that I think all of us have been love about you is when you're back at home, you practice on at your driving range on the turf, and I would say compared to other tour pros, it's probably not the most popular place that people would practice. And so, talk to us about, I guess, your approach to practice and how much do you use technology when you practice? How much does it feel? Talk to us about how that process goes.
I'm still like kind of old school guys, you know. I'm growing up in Asia, which is not really a lot of technical. So feel is one of the best for me that worked for me so far. Whatever I test the club, whatever I'm hitting the balls or whatever where I'm practicing, if I feel like it, I feel good with it, I'm stick on the same plan. But to move here is like a new world for me to better practice facility, better equipment, the staff around, which is totally different world.
Yeah. So when you're back practicing, it, do a ton of people just kind of come up and want you to give them tips or want to watch you, or do you get like good privacy over there?
Well, back home, it's not really privacy. Yeah. When you are somebody in Thailand, and especially you are like a heroes of the kid.
Yep.
I give a lot of trick. I do a lot of golf clinic back home in my own range. Whatever I can help the kid, I would love to do it. Yeah. But over here in the state, I think everyone understand the athlete want to have a private time, private zone to practice, spend time with yourself. That is the best thing. I mean, the people over here understanding what our work and how many, you know, concentrate we have to put on the games. That's quite different. But I'm not saying like back home is not great, but it's different styles. I can spend more time with myself, so that means I can improve my game easier. I know what I'm doing right or wrong.
Yeah. So when you're not playing golf, when you're not practicing at home, when you're not in Florida grinding, when your wife isn't yelling at you to go practice and play and make some cash, what do you like to do? What's good? You like to go shop? You like? I know you got your sneaker head. What else is good?
I bet it's zooming here, so I can't say it all. But, well, I just love to go out and drive. Spend time with friends, real friends. But car, I spend more time with the car, especially Thailand got the best traffic in the world.
Oh.
So if I'm traveling like 5 miles, I can spend 2 hours in the car. Ooh. So that's why I'm loving car. I spend on the time in the car more than the house.
Yeah.
That's the reason. That's why I'm loving car so much.
And you said you're driving to Phoenix from here.
Yes.
That's what, 6 hours, 8 hours?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Yes, yeah, like 6 hours.
With him driving maybe 3?
Maybe, yeah, if that.
Maybe your car without a ticket.
Yeah. So, listen, I have a PBA card. You get a ticket, just give me a call. I can maybe get you out of it. Or they might double you up, I don't know. But all right. We know you got some work to do. You got some practice. Thank you so much for coming by. Your first time in headquarters, right?
Yeah, first time.
Nice. What do you think so far? This is a pretty cool little setup, right?
It's great. It's great. When I retired, I was dreaming to have this kind of stuff to work. Yep. Sitting down, have a chat, like taco, and yep. I mean, it's a lot of nice people around, and it's great visitor.
Yeah. Well, we all love you, Kiradek. We wish you the best of luck this year. And don't be a stranger to the show. Come back more often, all right?
Thank you. I'll be back.
All right. That is Kiradek. Nate, any last words or you're all set?
I'm good. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. We will catch you next time on The Fitting Room and maybe some more live fitting rooms like this one.